Hello, Happy New Year. Welcome. It's the award-winning Gutter coming in your ears. Neil Atkinson, John Gibbons and Josh Sexton. And Neil has just clapped to herald in the new year and to launch the show, and he's injured himself clapping.
He's taking up my eardrum as well.
Quite impressive. People don't know there's a little bit behind the curtain thing here. We have somebody's job.
Before I wasn't injured. I was so impressed with the clap. That was why I pulled the face. It was one of the best claps I've ever
you'd
produced.
Clap too hard.
No.
Your face, you look visibly pained.
I was delighted with the clap.
it was a strong
clap. I'm just taking the listeners behind the curtain here. Before a show, before you hear the actual magic, it's someone's job in the room to do a clap to sort of mark. What's it for, John?
Sync the audio, because we're videoing it as well. Very so technical. To sync everything together. For audio and video.
So it requires expert clapping.
Yeah.
John's sort of got the rep as the best clapper around him, but Neil's the most committed clapper.
Neil's the young upstart. New to the clapping game.
Yeah, I just don't back myself to clap properly. I think I'd miss my hands under this kind of pressure, so I don't do it. But Neil did it, and I thought he'd injured himself, but no. But anyway, okay, we're back. It's our new year. It's a chance to, you know, all the awards that have come before, they've all gone. It's a new year. We're not complacent here at the Gutter Award, the previously awarded Gutter Show. There are a new set of awards to win, John, so let's be humble. Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. First item of business is, and it's an inescapable one. There's no scene setting required, really. Trent Alexander-Arnold is the name on all Liverpool supporting lips at the moment, because story after story is breaking about him potentially not signing a new contract, potentially signing for Real Madrid. John, we're going to go right round the houses and back again on this one. We're unashamedly Trent-focused for as much of the show as we see fit, because I can bug it if anything else feels as important. From having endured months and months of really rumour and being able to sort of speculate and give our opinions as to how near or not near Trent is to some kind of finishing line here, we now have some sort of hard facts to contemplate and process. The fact is that Paul Joyce and others, I think yesterday, said Real Madrid had offered, I think it's something akin £20 to £25 million to try and tempt Liverpool into parting company with Trent this month. Now, what were your feelings the moment you heard that news? What?
Well, it's coming in two waves, hasn't it? So the first story was that they'd phoned to say they wanted to buy him in January and we completely discounted it. The story last night is a curious one for me, because this is where this £20 million thing's come from, in that the story was that Real are going to come back and they're going to see if £20 million would tempt Liverpool to do it in January. But it came from the Liverpool journalists, which I just sort of find strange, really. Obviously, they keep the cards close to the chest, but I'm interested in how it's come. You know, it's the Liverpool journalists who've leaked that Real Madrid are about to sort of, you know, offer this very specific amount of money. So I mean, maybe that's by the by, but I'm always interested in the mechanics of these things, because I think it is worth trying to work out, well, why are these stories in the papers? Whose benefit sort of is it? And why would that sort of, you know, be the case?